Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back, 7 to the hour. Thanks for hanging out with me. I'm Jim Blasingame. And that's Steely Dan bringing us back. Tom Bork is our guest, great member of our Brain Trust, our friend, president of Tom Bork Consulting. TomBorkConsulting.com is the website, B-O-R-G. His book coming out, his new book. Is this the third one now, Tom?
Yes, it is.
The third book, True Small Business Brilliance, coming out December. The other two are available at Amazon?
Go to my website. That's probably the best place
right.
to get them.
Okay.
Right in our store.
All right, so check those out. We're talking about trust. You gave us some good examples of how trust breaks down. What are some of the barriers to trust, and how to fix that? But what are some strategies to build trust?
Well, I think some great strategies to build trust in any organization are: one, create an environment where people can openly communicate and resolve conflict as a group. So in other words, make it a part of the way of doing business in your organization where if there's a conflict that comes up, you know, just resolve it as they come up. So it's acceptable. It's not something that you, again, hide under the rug. So if we can do that, we create that kind of environment, that's going to build people's awareness that this is the way we work around here.
And that has to come from the top, doesn't it?
Yeah, everything has to come from the top when you're talking about communication and trust.
Yeah.
If we can do that, it definitely is going to send a message to the rest.
You can't, and if you espouse one thing as the leader, mm-hmm. and you do another, that's the kiss of death for a culture, isn't it?
Yes, it is. And I don't understand how so often business owners will do something like that.
Happens all the time.
Yeah, as if people aren't watching.
People are big talkers, but they don't want to do what they say. And it's sad. Apparently they've read a book and they know what they should be doing, but it's not their nature to do that.
Right. And that's one of my points is you got to set the example of how this is going to be done. And sometimes you've got to admit when you're wrong, hey, you know, I screwed up there and I shouldn't have said that or I shouldn't have, and just let people know you're a human being. But again, set the example of how to communicate
right.
in a way that keeps it open, keeps, you know, conflict comes up, resolve it.
Redemption, what you just described as redemption, is one of the most important management tools. And if you want to be redeemed, you've got to redeem others, don't you?
That's right. Absolutely. People, so often, they watch what we do, they listen to what we say, but they really watch what we do. And if we're truly living what we're suggesting we want them to do, then I think we're on the right path.
Right, right. All right, what's another one?
How about this? Coach others to be able to do this as well. So not only expect people to do it, but if they need some help, coach them. Give them some examples of how they can be better at resolving conflict. You'll make this a topic of one of your discussions at one of your meetings. Actually, spend time with people one-on-one, showing them how to admit when they're wrong, how to create the kind of opportunity to communicate with the other person so they can resolve their issue. So coach others. That's a great way to do it.
So don't just be a leader,
mm-hmm.
but coach and grow other leaders.
Sure.
Help other people to become leaders, right?
Mm-hmm. Exactly. And that means not assuming they're just going to learn it, but take
yeah.
the time to teach them.
I do think that some people are born more than others to be a leader, but I don't. But I also believe that you can learn to be a leader.
Yes. Totally.
And everyone needs to understand and be reminded of the basic elements of leadership, right? I mean, trust is obviously part of it. Courage, having courage is part of it. Those kinds of things.
Sure.
All right, one last thoughts, Tom.
Well, I think some other things business owners can do here is, hold people accountable to resolve their differences. You know, you want to show them how to do it. You want to talk about that they should do it, but hold them accountable to resolve their differences. Here's the key, Jim, is to help them facilitate that when necessary. So hold them accountable, but at the same time, you may have to step in between two employees and help be the referee, so to speak, to stuff, figure it out. Because sometimes they're just not going to get it.
We don't like that, though. As business owners, we don't like it when we have to get in the middle of a conflict between employees.
Right.
We put it off, don't we? But you don't need. You got to deal with it, though, when it comes up, don't you?
You have to.
TomBorgConsulting.com. B-O-R-G. Tom Borg Consulting. Hey, Tom, good job today. Come back soon.
Thank you, Jim. I sure will.
We'll see you later. Tom Borg, ladies and gentlemen. Don't forget, he's got a new book coming out later this year. We'll talk about that. True Small Business Brilliance. That'll be coming up in the next few months. I got to go for this hour. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate, reminding you that a ship in the harbor is safe, but that's not what ships were made for.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.